Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby.
What is the number one thing that destroys more relationships and prevents people from connecting with others? That's the subject of today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast, here with the great TK Stratton. How are you, TK?
I'm good. How are you, Chad?
I'm fantastic. And TK, today we're going to be talking about this number one trap, this number one mistake people make and engage with that really causes a lack of connection and really prevents people from connecting with, you know, other people. Yeah. And so as we dive into this, TK, last week you mentioned we talked about staying out of that one down position, and we talked about, you know, making sure we weren't utilizing or overusing the words thank you or I'm sorry. But talk to us a little bit today, TK, about that subject that we're going to be talking about that really prevents these relationships from being built.
Yeah, that was really good. You know, that's one thing that you and I have talked about on the not saying sorry. That's a big one, you know. So we're talking about some things that we need to avoid. And another big one that we've talked about is sarcasm. Avoiding sarcasm at all costs. And this is a really difficult one for a lot of people because you have close friends that you joke with and you play and all that kind of stuff. Or I've heard of a lot of people, hey, sarcasm is part of me. That's just me, you know, whatever it is. It really isn't part of you, and it shouldn't be part of your communication because no good ends up coming from it. It's when you look at what sarcasm is, it's really an exaggeration of truth is what it comes down to. So it can cause distrust from the people that you are dealing with in one way or another, even if you think it's making your relationship closer. So just one example I thought I'd share is my wife had a friend who she decided to bring on as a business partner, and they decided to do this online clothing business that they had together. Well, my wife was and her were pretty close, and so they would joke a lot. And my wife started becoming sarcastic with her, you know, and joking about her pants, and she'd laugh. And she was a very happy girl, seemed like she just loved joking about it and all this kind of stuff. Well, a few months went by and they weren't even doing the business that long, you know, and a few months went by, and one day, just out of the blue, she didn't call her anything. She texted her and said, hey, I've decided I don't want to be in this business with you anymore. And my wife was like, why did something happen? What's going on? And when she finally, you know, got a hold of her on the phone, she just really opened up and said, yeah, I just don't like how you talk about my clothing, about my hair and everything else that she thought she was just totally lightly playing and joking with. She really didn't mean anything by it. My wife didn't, but it ruined the relationship. And when she thought that acting that way, that they were so close. And it was just a real eye opener to my wife on what can happen, because she thought they were super close and, you know, joking all the time and laughing all the time, when it was just her partner just kind of avoiding a confrontation by saying anything. So she let it go and let it go, let it go, let it build up until she finally couldn't take it anymore. And Michelle felt so bad. My wife felt so awful because that is not her intentions at all. And they've since, you know, kind of mended that relationship, but really cut the sarcasm completely out, you know. Well, and that's a big lesson. Well, yeah,
absolutely. And what's interesting about that is Michelle thought that it was great. Michelle thought that they were both laughing, that it was, we're having a good time. But obviously, even when that person is smiling and laughing, it still hurts.
Right. And so you can think that, oh, well, that's part of me. That's how I joke. That's just who I am. This is a really hard thing for people to change. Because
no question.
The risks associated with being sarcastic are just not worth it, at least especially to me. It's not worth it. So I try to avoid it like the plague, even though I have friends who will be sarcastic to me. And then you try and get involved. You want to get involved. You want to say something back. It's really hard not to, is what I found. But I really focus on that I'm not going to play into that. I won't do it. And instead, you can replace it. So, you know, the three things that you and I were talking about is, one, recognizing when you have an opportunity to be sarcastic and you're going to say something, and then two, not doing it. That's really hard. You know, that's a really hard thing, because everyone wants to participate and you think it's funny and everyone laughs and you think that makes me more popular, you know, particularly at work or in business transactions. It can ruin business, you know, just as we've just talked about. But then three, replacing it with something. And I really try and replace it with something positive. Maybe it's a compliment, even though they said something sarcastic about me, saying something back, hey, you know what? You're actually really good at such and such, you know, and even changing the subject, but replacing it in one way or another with something rather than coming back with a sarcastic comment. It's not worth the risk. And the damage and cost can be far more than what you think you're gaining.
Yeah, no, absolutely, TK. And you know what's interesting? Years ago, I was attending a conference and this communication expert got up and he was speaking. He was one of the best communicators I've ever been around. And I was listening to him and he was one of the first that had shared that with me, where he said, avoid sarcasm. And I remember thinking when I heard this from this expert, he doesn't understand how good I am at it. Right? Like, I was almost dismissive to his counsel of avoiding sarcasm, because I was like, I'm actually pretty good at it. And so I'm not sure I want to give that up. But as you just shared in the experience with Michelle, that was interesting because that was both a personal and professional relationship.
Right.
And so TK, when you're talking about from the personal standpoint, when we're associating with people on a personal level, yes. And I love the three things you mentioned, where you talk about first recognize it, notice it, that you're about to be sarcastic. The second one, don't do it. And then that third, I love that, replace it. But understanding that that's critically important on a personal level. But you mentioned something there towards the end that I think everyone needs to hear very well, is that it also impacts business relationships. And so... And so, TK, I know whenever you're going into a business deal and you're always sitting down, you're always looking, okay, I want to connect with this individual. And a lot of people do use sarcasm as a form of trying to connect, but you're saying that actually will do the opposite and potentially be harmful to the business relationship.
Right. It's not worth the cost. They could be very sensitive about something. And I've typically found the people who are the most sarcastic are often the ones who are the most sensitive. So if you say something sarcastic back, now you're really dealing with someone who might take it personally. And so it's just not worth that risk to say anything.
And it
goes back to that subject, you know, everyone's favorite subject is themselves.
Right.
And even if you're in a jokingly way, attacking that person, it really becomes kind of an attack, even though you're joking, even though it's funny or you think it's funny, all that kind of stuff, it's not worth the cost. And so if their favorite subject is themselves, your success by building that person up with something positive is far more valuable than saying something exaggerating and sarcastic that can negatively affect the relationship. It's not worth the cost.
No, it's not. And TK, that's funny. Well, not funny, but extremely ironic that you said that the person who typically is the most sarcastic is also the individual who tends to be sensitive to the sarcasm as well. So,
and I don't know if there's a statistic on that. That's just something I have noticed with a lot of the people that I've seen that seem to be very sarcastic. Behind doors, they're actually very sensitive. You know, that's been my experience.
Well, and TK, you think that because they're being sarcastic, that then gives you permission to be sarcastic. And what happens is it implodes the relationship because they're actually, what you just said, sensitive. And by the way, TK, and you know this better than anyone, some of the most successful people that you've sat down with and you're doing very big deals with tend to be very sensitive as well. Has that ever surprised you? Because
Yeah,
you would
yes.
think that they would have a ton of confidence given the amount of money that you're talking with them about.
Right. You know,
But
they're people deal with the same issues no matter what level they're at. You know, we're all the same, you know? And our favorite subjects are all ourselves. So if you can build that person in one way or another, your business relationship's going to grow and have the chance of succeeding far more than if you risk some type of sarcastic comment. And
right.
one comment can ruin it. And it can cause so much damage that it's not repairable. So why risk that cost? It's just not worth it. So it's very hard to avoid, especially when you have a habit of being sarcastic or saying something smart. It's really hard to fix, but it can be done, and you're far better off getting it done because it's not, again, it's not worth it. It's not worth the cost. It's too expensive.
That's right. In a business setting, it absolutely is too expensive. But think about TK, if
Or
every
even
time.
on the relationship side, the rela you have relationship expense. It's too
Sure.
expensive, you know?
Yeah. And so TK, if every time someone's sarcastic, if you now just because you've listened and heard what we're sharing today, if you will just first step, really acknowledge it and recognize it. And then, as we talked about, have the temptation to, or being disciplined enough to not be sarcastic, but rather go with the other option of building. Then think about what type of outcome will be there because of that sensitive individual that was not met with more sarcasm, but yet was met with positivity and you building them all along the way. Look at the outcome of that relationship because you chose to walk down that different path.
For sure. For sure. I mean, you can't replace that value, you know? And you can gain so much more from that, way more than risking. So yeah,
Well,
I don't think anything good can come from the other.
absolutely. And TK, I get people reaching out to me all the time, and they reach out to me. They talk about your success and how you've been able to do so much and connect with so many people. And a big part of that is because you've chosen to walk down this path, you know, because you've chosen to rather not be sarcastic and look to build people, and the outcome has been significant. So as we wrap up today's episode, TK, I just really want to emphasize and challenge everyone who's listening to do those three specific things that TK outlined, that really recognize sarcasm. And we're all, if you eliminate sarcasm, TK, your every relationship you have will be strengthened. Every connection that you have will be deepened or increased. It will be a positive outcome if people will really do those three things that you talked about.
Absolutely.
So as we leave, that's the challenge we're giving you, that really acknowledge sarcasm, have the ability to not engage, and then replace it and build other people and look to see the outcome that occurs because of it. TK, thanks for sharing the stories. They were awesome. Loved it. Great being with you. Take care, everyone.